1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, where God instructs Timothy and all of us to be an example. Notice verse 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." So tonight, be thou an example. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and thank you for your word and the privilege to open it together tonight. Pray the Holy Spirit would apply to each of our hearts, Lord, and teach and grow us, that you'd be honored in our response to your word. Thank you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, obviously, age should not be a factor in our commitment to Christ. Amen. Timothy was obviously a younger pastor, which in Bible days, that probably meant he was 30-ish. But in Bible days, it was different. And Paul says, don't let that be a factor. Let no man despise thy youth. Amen. Be an example. Remember, Paul had established him as the pastor there at Ephesus, like we've studied. So he says, I want you to be an example of the believers. If you go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said the same thing about his own walk with the Lord. And we are visual creatures. And it's okay to follow godly examples. Notice Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Remember, Jesus told us, "Let your light so shine before men." Amen. In Matthew 5:16. So then he gives him a list of ways that he should be a Bible example. All of us should be a Bible example in these areas. Starts with word. What does James tell us? Let's look at it. James chapter 3, verse 2. That if any member is going to get us into trouble, it's going to be our tongue. James chapter 3, verse 2. "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." So he actually tells us there that if we can control the tongue, then we can control ourselves. But, you know, I mean, we don't have time to look at it all. Remember when we looked in Proverbs, that 10% of the book of Proverbs is about the tongue. Using it for good, using it for bad. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. Proverbs 15:7. And we could go on and on. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, we should be an example of a believer who loves the Lord and keeps his tongue in check. Amen? And in Patatadu on Sunday, if we're going to love life and see good days, remember? Let him refrain his tongue from evil and the lips that they speak no guile. 1 Peter 3:10. So number one, in word, then he says conversation. This is an older usage of the word, which is referring to our overall behavior, our demeanor, and everything about us. And if you look at Philippians 1:27, we're told that our conversation should line up with our profession. If we claim to be Christians, if we claim to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, then our behavior should line up with that. Philippians 1, verse 27, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." Amen? Our conversation should line up with our profession. Number three, charity. We're all familiar with the charity chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another," right? John 13:35. But here in 1 Corinthians 13, we'll just look at a couple of the verses. The Bible explains that if we don't have charity, that everything that we do is for naught. Just a pretty powerful statement, if you think about it. Verse 2, "Though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." We should be an example in charity. Charity referring primarily to our love for our brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "By this," amen, "this one thing shall all men know." So I want you to be an example. Timothy, in word and conversation and charity. Number four, in spirit. In spirit. Notice Romans 12:11, if you would. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Fervent. That word fervent, it means on fire. Amen? Our spirit should be on fire for Jesus. We should be an example of a fervent spirit. It belongs to God, right? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We should be an example in spirit. Then faith. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Purity. 1 John 3:3 is a good verse. Let's look at that quickly. 1 John 3:3. And so he says, Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and in purity. 1 John 3:3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he, talking about Jesus, is pure. In other words, we should, as we look forward to the return of Jesus Christ, it should have a purifying effect in our walk. And then he says in verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading. To reading. We all need to read more, especially this new generation. I don't even think they know what that means. But we're told to read. Look at Isaiah 34:16. Primarily the Word of God, of course, but we need to read. Reading is a good thing. And that's what Paul is saying to Timothy. Read. Give attendance to reading. 34:16. Seek ye. Long page. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and what? Read. Amen? Read. Well, most of us know Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, sinneth and sinneth before. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. So give attendance to reading. The Bible has 31,000 verses and about 1,200 chapters. So if you read about 85 verses a day or about 3 chapters a day, you can read the whole Bible in a year. If you break it down, it's not that bad, is it? Or if you just look at the New Testament, 260 chapters, about 8,000 verses. If you just read 2 chapters a day, you can read the whole New Testament in 4 months. Christians need to read more. Reading is life-changing. If you read 100 verses a day and skipped Sundays because you're in church, again, you can read the whole Bible in a year. So reading. Then what? Exhortation. Well, we're commanded to exhort one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 is a good verse. Let's turn there. Exhortation means to build up. Amen. To build up each other up in our faith using God's word. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. When Paul and Silas would visit churches that God had allowed them to plant, an example, Acts 14:22, it says, they confirmed the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. One of the things they returned to do was not only keep teaching them the word, but to exhort them. Keep on for Jesus. Yeah, there's trials. Yeah, there's attacks. Yeah, it's going to be tough, but keep on. Exhorting them to continue. So he says to Timothy, reading, exhortation, and then that most common word in the pastoral epistles, which we're going to keep seeing over and over again, this word doctrine. Amen? Doctrine. Doctrine. What does the Bible say about the end times? 2 Timothy 4:3. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We are in those times. Amen? Sadly, probably 80-90% of people who claim to be born again Christians, they go to church, and then when they leave church, they didn't get any doctrine. They got maybe some really good entertainment in their rock concert, and they got a really good motivational speech, but they didn't get doctrine. They didn't get the Word of God. So, Timothy, take heed to doctrine. And over again, we're told this, down in verse 16, the same book, look what he says. Take heed unto thyself and unto what? The doctrine. Over and over again, he's told, doctrine. Where are we to get our doctrine? Where are we to get our doctrine? 1 Timothy 3:15, which we just looked at a few weeks ago. Look what it says. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. God wants us to be grounded in doctrine. Amen? Because if we aren't, then Ephesians 4:14 is going to be what happens. Look at it, Ephesians 4:14. Aren't we told that all scriptures given by inspiration is profitable for, number one, doctrine. Amen? But Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hebrews 13:9 says, be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. And of course, 2 John, verse 10, if they're coming in unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. It always comes down to doctrine. It always comes down to the Word of God. And it even talks about marking them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine and avoid them. So, Timothy, I want you to be an example. Yeah, you're younger, but let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example in word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith, purity, reading, exhortation, and then the word that's going to keep showing up, doctrine. Amen? Be an example. All of us are commanded to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. And what? Praise us? No. Glorify thy Father which is in heaven. We should be an example. He that saith he abideth in him, talking about Jesus, ought himself also so to walk even as he walked, as Jesus walked. Be an example, he says. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this short little study. And I just pray that that would be our goal. Lord, that we would be an example to our family, to our friends, to those around us, of a Christian who walks like a Christian, talks like a Christian, acts like a Christian. Please, Lord, help that to be true in our lives. And if it isn't, may we sort that out with you and be that example that you call us to be. We'd love